This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of The 99 Names. I am your host, Bilal Khan, and I'm here with Ammar al-Shukri tagging along for today's episode where we are covering
Al-Wahid and Al-Ahad.
Wahid and Al-Ahad, Ahad, one and one.
Yeah, Wahid and Al-Ahad, sometimes translated as the one
and the only. Unique,
the one and the one and only. And what have you. So we're going to go into Al-Wahid and Al-Ahad. As for Al-Wahid, Al-Wahid means the one. So Wahid can mean the unique.
Okay.
And Wahid can mean the one, meaning one, mm-hmm. like the lowest number.
Okay.
Half of two. So that's Al-Wahid.
Okay. Or two times a half.
Yeah. Two times a half, exactly. So that's one of the meanings of wahid. You say,
or four times
so
a quarter
and so is wahid. But the other meaning of wahid is that the unique. Only this person is like this.
Okay.
And so that's the second. So Allah is wahid in His number, and Allah Azza wa Jalla is wahid in His attributes. That's number one. As for al-ahad is used to negate. So if I say, for example, the example that's given is, if you were to say, Ammar la yughlibuhu wahid.
Okay.
You say Ammar cannot be overcome by one person.
Okay.
What is the connotation of that? He cannot be overcome by one person. He could be overcome by
many.
Two mm-hmm. or three or four or something like that.
Okay.
But if you say Ammar la yughlibuhu ahad, Ammar cannot be overcome by ahad, then the meaning here is Ammar cannot be overcome by anyone. Ooh. And so it doesn't matter if it's one or two or three or a thousand or a million.
So how do you translate in the terms of one? So you don't say Allah is anyone.
I mean, I don't know how. Some of these things are just hard to translate. I mean,
okay.
That's the idea. So we explain, and then if anybody has any great translations.
So he's one and there's nothing like him.
He's one and there's nothing like him.
Okay.
As for Al-Wahid, Al-Wahid appears 12 times in the Quran.
Okay.
And Al-Wahid, we have already mentioned when we talk about the name Al-Qahar, that Al-Wahid is paired with Al-Qahar. And the reason is, we spoke about that in the Qahar video. However, Al-Ahad is only mentioned once in the Quran.
In Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad.
Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. Say that Allah Azza wa Jal is Ahad. Allah is unique. And I think the benefit of these two names is clear in that Allah is one, unique, alone, and He is the only one with these qualities, and as such, He's the only one with these names, and as such, He is the only one who's worthy of worship. He's the only one who we should direct our hope and our fear and our longing for. And so the action item that comes from the two names, Al-Wahid and Al-Ahad, are very clear, and that is that you call upon Him alone,
yeah.
that you seek Him alone, that you fear Him alone.
وَإِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ You alone
do we worship, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, and you alone do we seek for help, and that you worship Him alone.
But the word wahid or na'budu, well, na'budu means to worship, mm-hmm. right? وَإِيَّاكَ, we alone?
You alone.
You alone. But where does one come in that? Or just the term alone?
إِيَّاكَ, when it is, so the idea here is that the phrase is originally na'buduka wa nasta'inuk. That's okay. the way that it would normally be phrased. So if that was the verse in Surah Al-Fatiha, it would be na'buduka wa nasta'inuk. However, the iyaka becomes a replacement for the ka, which would have been at the end of the word,
yeah.
is brought to the front.
Okay.
It is you that we worship. It is you that we seek for help.
Okay.
Instead of saying we worship you and we seek.
We're giving emphasis to Allah.
Not only that, but when you take what is behind, what is supposed to follow, and you bring it to the front in Arabic, that becomes restrictive.
Okay. You alone.
Yes. And that's okay. where the you alone becomes in parentheses.
Oh, so it's an implication, not a literal.
It's an implication
explicit.
Of the grammatical
okay.
Makeup of the verse.
Gotcha.
And so, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ becomes you alone do we worship and you alone do we seek for help.
Okay.
And that is because Allah is Al-Wahid and Allah is Al-Ahad.
Gotcha. So what's the takeaway?
And that's it. To worship Allah alone.
To worship Allah alone.
And to recognize that these attributes are His alone because He is Al-Wahid and He is Al-Ahad.
I think a good additional take home would be, look, really take the time to understand Surah Al-Ikhlas.
Surah Al-Ikhlas, there are two causes of revelation that are mentioned. The first was the mushrikeen in Mecca. They said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, describe to us your Lord.
Okay.
Is he made out of wood, or is he made out of silver, or is he made out of gold?
Is that like a mocking question?
That's not a mocking question. That's a coming from their perspective question as a people who are idolatrous.
But they already know of Allah as the Lord of all of their idols.
But they're saying, first of all, not all of them necessarily knew that.
Really?
I mean, just common sense. Like, how many Muslims know their theology?
How many
people from a group?
But we're talking about a people who witnessed the destruction of Abraha's army.
Not all of them witnessed it.
Okay.
You're talking about 40 years later, a particular generation.
Yeah, but they were still like their parents.
And it's been 40 years, and human beings are dhulum, kafur. They are oppressive. They are ungrateful. And so it's not unreasonable, I think, to understand. Yeah, Bani Israel worshipped a cow right after the sea was split for them. So it's not unreasonable for people to forget and people to...
They worship a cow with the presence of a prophet among them.
Yeah, a golden calf in the presence of a prophet amongst them after the sea being split for them. And, saved. It was that generation. It wasn't 40 years later.
Right.
It was that generation, or 50 years later, rather. So the idea here is they came and they said to Rasulullah SAW, describe to us your Lord. You're saying your Lord is better for us. What is he made out of? Is he made out of gold? Is he made out of silver? And so Allah Azza wa Jal revealed قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ to describe who Allah is.
So he's not made of anything that is, and he's unique to that.
And he is al-ahad, al-wahid, al-samad.
Yes.
And there's nothing that's like him. And so the verses of that surah are all reflective of that Allah is unique and alone, and there's nothing like him, not comparable to anything. And then there's another cause of revelation
Medina. Was it revealed more than once?
Yes.
Like Surah Al-Fatiha?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's a position that some of the scholars held.
Okay.
The second cause of revelation was some of the Jews in Medina asked the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "Ansib lana Rabbak." Give us the lineage of your Lord.
Oh.
Whose son is he? Because some had said Uzair is the son of Allah.
Really? Yeah, the Jews believed that?
Yeah.
They attributed...
Which denomination of Judaism or what have you. However, okay. Allah mentions that they, in the Quran, that they said Uzair is the son of Allah.
Well, who do they call Uzair?
Who, what?
Like, what, like, in English, like we say, we call Isa, they say Jesus.
I have no idea. I don't know who this Uzair person is. Whether this was a particular denomination at a particular time that believed that Uzair was the son of God, Allah knows best.
Okay.
However, they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ansib lana Rabbak," give us the lineage of his Lord, whose son is he, and all of this.
Yeah.
And so Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed Surah Al-Ikhlas.
Okay.
And so both causes of revelation indicate, and of course the context of the surah indicate, that Allah is al-wahid and al-ahad. He is unique in all of his qualities. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. There is nothing that is like him. And so if a person thinks of an attribute of Allah and feels like they can connect it to the creation or say that the creation is exactly as Allah is, then that is wrong by definition.
Okay.
And that's it.
Cool.
All right. So, Allah is in a hurry.